With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm not as convinced that money will be as important as we're all making it seem to be. I think it's symbolic of the respect, and I think this last contract negotiation sort of went sour in that regard. It wasn't sort of the dissension that occurred in this last contract negotiation that ended up in just this one-year deal, ultimately, was it wasn't like they were that far off in the money that Brady wanted and he got. It was more just the way it all went down.
Jeff Darlington, who is the national Brady Whisperer. Curran is the local Brady Whisperer. It's Greg Hill show. No Greg Hill, no Danielle, no Curtis. Wiggy, Fitzy, and Mutt here until 10 o'clock. Ken Laird is still here. Thank God. So I don't have to read any trendings. He takes care of everything. It's excellent. Let's go around the room. Ken, let's start with you. Where are you today on Brady? We're 30 days out of Brady Watch. We know that his contract officially kicks in on March 17th at 4 p.m. So that Tuesday at 4 o'clock, that's when that contract voids. And the $13 million officially hits the Patriots salary cap. Mm-hmm. So with 30 days to go, where are you today as we go around the room on Brady Watch?
I'm still where I was before the season, which is Mike Vrabel and the Tennessee Titans. He's going to go on the free agency tour, but in the end, it's not really about the location. It's more about he's just going to trust Vrabel, loves the guy. He's going to feel comfortable there. They're a team that's going to win now. I mean, obviously, they bring Henry back, so it's Tennessee.
Fitzy, where are you today?
70-30. Back up to 70-30. 70% he stays, 30% he goes.
Which way? Because you've been all over the place here, so we're trying to nail you down today, 30 days.
The lowest I went was 60-40. I never hit 50-50. I'm back up to about 70% he stays, 30% he goes. Just in case there's a little bit of a disconnect in terms of how much say he's going to have and who the talent surrounding him is going to be. Somebody else comes in, Bruce Arians says, listen, I'm in a tax-free state. Here's 2 for 70, and by the way, fantasy football offense, let's go.
No, you can live in New Hampshire still if you really want to be in a tax-free state.
Live for your die. Maybe you can bet there. Hey, listen,
Maybe Brady will go up there. He can get tattoos. I mean, the smokes are cheaper. Mm-hmm. He can bet up there in New Hampshire.
But state liquor stores?
I only just think maybe just in case there's someone who can sell him on a great plan. That's why
I say
30%.
You're reaching 70. You can hear it in his voice,
Fourier
too.
Fourier says Gonski, and you go up. Your percentage goes up.
Yes, exactly. Have you heard Fourier speak? CTE is a hell of a drug.
Hey, he scoops around.
Listen,
yeah,
that char scoop he had was absolutely
right. He's been on national
right.
television. I saw him on... them talking about him on Fox News.
Jamie
they
Waters
said, hold on. Wait, Trump.
Martha
we know
McCallum's
he's in Daytona,
like,
but we got to talk
Christian
about this.
Farina.
We know Liz Ward just got buried in New Hampshire, but how about Christian Fourier? Look what he said about the Patriots.
He's a former teammate of Tom Brady, and he said the Patriots are 100% done with Tom Brady.
Where are your reports? I understand what's going on.
So 100% and Brady will be back next year.
But how come your report is not carrying the same weight as Fourier's? Because you've caught touchdown passes for him. And maybe I would argue more important touchdown passes and more important catches from Tom Brady.
Wow.
And so he says one thing and it's everywhere. You said 100% the other way, and it's like you don't exist.
No, I mean,
it's unfair. I don't like the
coverage.
We're
sharing the spotlight.
There's something there.
We're sharing the spotlight.
There's a black headline for you.
I agree. Black headline. Wiggy being ignored.
No, we're sharing the spotlight. I was getting it with the Hernandez. Now he's getting it with the...
Is that what it was?
Yeah, so it's like, we're sharing it.
That's
it's
part of the.
It's his turn right now. You know what I'm saying?
As part of the Boston Tea Party that is Wiggy and Fourier here on WEEI.
It's his turn. I have my time on the Hernandez joint. Now he's got his time on this Brady stuff, so we're sharing it.
So you're at 100%.
I'm at 100%.
And before we get to yours, Mutt, I just want to say real quick, if you're Fourier and you put that out there and then it goes viral and you're everywhere, you're on Fox News,
everywhere.
ESPN's talking about it, don't you just own it and roll with it at that point? Like
he did own it.
But he requalified it as just my opinion. Because
but that's
everyone
what he
said
originally,
he
would, I think.
He took
right?
it as fact. You know what I mean? Do you just?
Well, that's their dumbass for taking it as fact.
But
originally,
I think
originally
right,
he goes, my opinion is they didn't want him back before August. Like that was like originally what he had said.
He said it for months. Did
he
think the
Gonski?
And he owed us $13 or $15 million dollars. And Dale has said something similar about the money involved here. I think Fourier owned it. I'm not critical of all the ways he handled it. I think Wiggy's right. So we're in this area now, and I'll give you my take in a second. But we're in a position now where everything Brady is getting republished everywhere else. Like Brady is such the hottest topic in our country that if you say something, it is aggregated and is put everywhere. And so these outlets are so thirsty for Brady news because everything gets read.
Aggregated.
Everything
gets... Be careful there. Didn't that get Reamer in trouble?
I'm not sure.
Got somebody in trouble.
That's all these sites do now.
It's a triggering word around here.
If you did some emotional rant today on Brady... It would be everywhere. It'd be Jermaine Wiggins says X about Tom Brady because that's what everyone's looking for now. So he was the victim, Fourier was, of people running with his story.
Well, it's because of what he said, though, right? Because I've said this, you know, I'm guaranteeing he'll be back next year. Not because of any sources. This is just my feeling. The streets are talking. I'm still turning over stones right now. Okay. You know what I mean? I ain't going to go out on a limb. Just you see first 48, which I'm a big fan of. You don't want to just start, you know, jumping on the first tips that you get. With Foyer, he said that they're 100% done with him. So that's big news. What? Patriots are done with 100% done with
it's
Brady.
It's a different angle than he's not coming back. Patriots don't
coming
want him
back.
Coming
back, it's like, you know what, okay, we're all for that. But when you're 100% done with it, now it's like, uh-oh, that's a smoking gun right there.
99.6%.
I think he upped it to 99.7% late in the week last week.
I thought he said
week.
He was 100%.
He's left that 0.3.
He said he wanted to leave 0.4% for wiggle room, just in case. He needed to leave himself a little space.
But
people hear that from a guy like Fourier, and they think, still connected to the
team.
He
is plugged.
In the media, he works out down there all the time. He could be hearing something from somebody.
He's definitely plugged in. Like, he can pretend that he doesn't talk to people. Of course
he does. We're all plugged. I mean, you know.
I'm not plugged. I'm not plugged. Like, you and Fourier, I'm not.
Yeah, I mean, former players, you're all plugged.
Because you're tied into some inner circle where you guys have that former players website, yourteamcheats.com, where you go on there and you present each other different reports and scoops.
It's Gonski.net.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes. We changed. Well,
he's 100%. He's 100% Gonski. He's gone. There's no question in my mind. He is not
coming
back.
You think he's done?
Completely 100%.
Wow.
And going where?
If I had to pick right now, I'd say Oakland. / Vegas. See, I got to be.
But doesn't he need the same resurgence
quite a bit
from the Raiders that they're going to go out and get weapons for him?
Sure, there's some already there. He's got a great running back in Jacobs. He's got a very young tight end in the kid
Waller.
They have Renfro, who was much better than what expected last year. He should have been a Patriot, but that middle of the receiver.
But
middle
can
of the
you say
that? Receiver.
Can you say there?
And he's got John Gruden.
But
he's
can
got
you
John
say
Gruden.
Their offense?
Hell of a job! Hell of a job! Hell of a job!
Personnel wise,
knock if you're with me. Yes,
knock on wood if you're with me.
Can you say their offense personnel wise is similar to yours?
Yes. Yep. But I think what they'll do, which I don't think the Patriots are going to do. I don't think it's necessarily about money. I agree with you there. What I can't get my head around, Wiggy, I think a lot of people are in this boat. This whole idea of this meeting that's got to take place, where Bill's got to essentially apologize, respect your Darlington, say it again there. Brady wants to be told, hey, we can do better with you, Tom.
See,
our
I don't
bad,
believe that, though.
We'll let you be part of the offense. I don't think Bill's going to do that.
I think their relationship is fine. I think their relationship is
personally, yes, but football-wise, you think Bill is going to, after 20 years, say, yeah, Tom, you can start picking up the offensive players?
But do you think
that's
Tom really wants to pick the offensive
yes,
players?
Yes, I do. I think he wants to have a creative say in what happens on the field and in the locker room.
Been allowed to before,
so
but why
then,
now?
So then you don't believe the reports then he wanted Mohamed Sanu over Emmanuel Sanders?
Oh, I do believe that.
So then, okay, he's been able to pick the players, right? So then he picks Sanu over Sanders.
So
why wouldn't Bill allow him to do that if he already done it before?
Because is this what we're talking about, being more of a part of it, not just, hey, which guy do you prefer? We're talking about building an offense together. I think John Gruden.
What do you mean building? You think John Gruden is
I think Gruden is going to open his doors. I believe Larry Fitzgerald Sr., who reported over the weekend or going into the weekend, that they're going to offer him 2 years and $60 million,
right.
And Gruden and Mayock are going to say, Tom, how do you want to build the thing?
Let's do this.
I love that.
We'll mesh my offense and your offense, and let's go. I'm going to showcase you as the star quarterback. You're not going to hand off a million times a game. You're not a game manager like Ryan Tannehill. We're going to let you air it out. You're going to throw for 4,000 yards, whatever it is. You're going to be one of the top-rated quarterbacks. Our offense is based on you, Tom. We're going to make it work for you.
But doesn't the same thing apply then in Tampa, where they already have way better weapons? They just don't have quite the same offensive line, but they've got $100 million to go spend wildly. You want Joe Tooney? Got him. We'll go get Conklin from Tennessee. Boom. Now we got an offensive line. We'll re-sign Shaquille Barrett. Maybe we'll bring in Clowney, and we'll just have a pass rush, a line, and you have the best receivers in football.
Yeah, that's what you
should
do.
I mean, giddy up. 12-4. Boom. Already in the divisional round game.
I think these teams are desperate enough to give Brady what the Patriots won't. And that's Bill opening up his world
and a veteran
to Tom Brady. That's what
Patriot
I can't get by.
Way.
And a veteran.
Man, are they good?
And a veteran coach who's offensive-minded, who probably will meet Brady somewhere in the middle, and they'll just let it rip.
So here's the meeting thing. So this is not the first person to report this, but Darlington said it with OMF. Curran has talked about it. And now Peter King writes about it today. If a Brady return is going to work, I think what has to happen is a summit meeting with Brady and Belichick, or Brady, Belichick, and Kraft. Peter writes, I came away from my meeting with Brady last month, best guessing, Brady doesn't air his thing, that for him to return, the team around him is the most important factor. The team, meaning his coaches and offensive mates, obviously McDaniel's back is helpful, but what if Brady makes it known he'd return if they'll sign a top free agent, blah, blah, blah. Is Bill going to be able to promise him that?
But
I don't think he can.
I don't think he can. Here's where I think you're kind of lost on it, right? The meaning has been there. Bill has tried to put peace. He missed last year. He tried, but he missed.
It is what it is.
This year, when you look at it, the top free agent out there is Amari Cooper, who probably stays in Dallas. Then afterwards, you don't think Bill goes, hey, listen, Tom, I'm thinking about going to get Emmanuel Sanders. You don't think Bill says that to him?
Right. And I don't know.
What we know, because if we believe the reports that Brady wanted Mohamed Sanu, okay, why wouldn't Bill then
say... Well, Sanu's still here.
All right, so...
During the trade. He preferred him, yes.
Hey, Tom, I'm looking to trade for a wide receiver. You know what? Hey, I prefer Mohamed Sanu.
And they also have the pre-existing relationship with Atlanta, so they made the deal probably pretty smooth as opposed to getting into a whole thing with the Broncos. Let me ask you this. If Belichick, Brady, they have this little avocado summit, right? They meet over at TB12, they get together at Davio's, whatever. They sit down, they talk, and Belichick says, all right, so here we go. Bringing back, you know, you've got Harry, we got Sanu for another year. I'm going to get you Sanders, I'll get you Hunter Henry, and bring
Here's
back Peter Dolan.
King
Is that enough?
Up. Chris Hogan. That Chris Hogan's going to be...
Couldn't get open in 2018, but bring him back in 2020? I love the guy. I think he had as impactful a three-year run as you can have as a receiver in New England. Chris Hogan coming back here, he couldn't get open in 2018. How the hell is he going to get open in 2020? And he wasn't even a part of the offense last year in Carolina.
You don't think Bill says to him, like, during the whole time of talking, trying to figure out this negotiation, he goes, you know what, Tom, we're definitely going to try to, you know, add some pieces this offseason, and whether it's via a trade or through free agency.
I guess he did that before that meeting takes place.
Yeah, he's probably already done that.
And it's probably a lack of trust on Brady's part because of what happened in the preseason last year with the tight end. Now, you said they tried to get Bronk back.
Do you think there is a lack of trust there?
Yes. So here's why I'd say that. No tight end, traded a veteran receiver in Demaryius Thomas and said, hey, go work with Jacoby Myers and Gunner. Those are your wide receivers in some of these games this year. And, oh, by the way, your offensive line's not going to be very good. They put Brady in a spot where his numbers weren't good this year. I'm not saying Brady was a great quarterback. It was because of the talent around him, not because of Brady. That bothers Brady.
Do you think Bill tried because he ultimately went and got Demaryius
Made
Thomas.
A deal with the devil by bringing Antonio Brown for
no,
him.
No, no, no. He tried.
What he did.
No, no. He got Demaryius Thomas.
And
right?
then traded him.
Well, because he felt like that he had a better group of guys.
He kept him over Antonio Gunner, Brown. Okay? That's where it comes down to. He took him over Gunner Olszewski, who was a punt returner.
He probably felt like he had a better group of guys when it was like Josh Gordon, Demaryius Thomas. After that last preseason game, you're like, oh, okay, this core looks like it could be all right. I don't think Brady looks at Bill with the Gronkowski thing and go, okay, you dropped the ball on this one. I think Brady looks at it and goes, okay, Gronk was hesitant on maybe what he was going to do. He had been telling people he's going to retire, but maybe they felt like there's a chance he comes back.
They played chicken with him.
He's absolutely playing next year.
Yeah, right. They played chicken with Gronk, and they ultimately lost that one because they were interested in Jared Cook, but Cook didn't want to come here.
And they botched it. They were interested in Cole Beasley, couldn't close that. Adam Humphries couldn't close that. Like there were a million things they could not do.
But don't you look at that if you're Brady and go, okay, they try to do the things. They just weren't successful.
Right. I don't know. See, I do you look at it that way, or do you say the last couple of years you've made me a game manager when I know I can still throw the football, I'm still really good at what I do, I can't showcase it, because you decided 2 years ago we're going to run the ball with Sony Michel left and right. And then this past year, after an 8-0 start, I tell Collinsworth, the most miserable 8-0 quarterback in football, and it never gets better.
Well, because they,
that's 2 years of that.
They decided to run the ball late in the 2018 season, and it worked, and no one can argue with the results. And as far as 2019 goes, I agree with you on this one, Wiggs, because they did try last
year.
They acquired Sanu. They drafted a first-round wide receiver. I know you. Everyone thought he was a stiff and a bum.
No, but they tried.
But they tried. They tried. They brought it into like the deal with the devil, you said, Mutt. They bring in Antonio Brown. So they tried every which avenue
Thomas.
They possibly could. Got Demaryius Thomas. And I'm sure Bill regretted parting ways with him once Brown comes in, and then Brown is out 11 days later. So
sure.
it was messy from that perspective.
You held on to Josh Gordon.
Right, yeah, when he obviously, you were getting diminishing returns. He was giving
I don't think they even knew he was going to come back.
They
kept in touch. They gave him that money. They did the restricted tender.
But he fell in their lap for a second straight year, though.
Right,
they couldn't have counted
right.
him being back.
But,
and then after he hurt his ankle, in the Giants game, he was done.
But Fitzy's right, though. They went out there. It wasn't some of those years when you go, damn, Bill, you're bringing in like
it wasn't
Eric
2013.
Decker
until Antonio Brown, yes, it was. Until Antonio Brown, it was exactly that.
No, because you drafted a kid in the first round.
Okay, but rookie wide receivers, I don't care if they're Darius Slayton or N'Keal Harry, they don't have a great track record here. And so
A.J. Brown goes off.
That's true.
And we know that Brady was on record as saying the best thing these young wide receivers can do is essentially don't make my job harder, right? We had the cut somewhere in the system where it's like, oh, just skate your lane, do your job, and don't make my job harder. Veterans like Demaryius Thomas do that.
You went after Adam Humphries, but he chose to say, all right, well, I already told Tennessee that I was going to sign there.
Aw, shucks.
You went after Golden.
My word is my bond.
You went after Golden
I'm
Tate.
I'm Kush's dad.
You went after Golden Tate, but you felt like the money he wanted, he was a little bit too expensive.
And he would have looked, I got to say, that was the one when he got away, like, he went to the Giants.
But he wanted too much money.
He would have, and that's a whiff by Bill.
Were you willing to pay him $24 million initially in the offseason? I think a lot of people are like, yeah.
When he go 3 for 27, I feel like.
Well,
with
when
the
you
Giants.
Saw his deal, you were like, yeah, I could see Bill. I'm cool with that, not wasting money on Golden Tate.
And he wants the guys at that position at his price. And the reason, Antonio Brown, they had to pay top dollar because they had nobody else. They around and said, we don't have anybody.
But therefore, so Wiggs is right, because if you go out and you get Golden Tate, then you don't have to worry about the Antonio Brown debacle because you've got a dependable pass catcher who had an excellent season with the Giants, who had, I won't say instability, but inconsistency at the quarterback
but
position.
Who knows? You might not. The Antonio debauchery might not even happen because you were in on Antonio Brown when he was with Pittsburgh to try to trade for him. I mean, that's at least the reports that we have from Drew Rosen and him as far as saying, hey, listen, the Patriots wanted to, deal a picks to Pittsburgh, but Pittsburgh's like, we're not trading him.
It was a huge mistake. Bringing Antonio Brown was a mistake.
No, prior to that, prior to him even going to Oakland,
they offered more, and Pittsburgh was like, we're giving you Antonio Brown. We're not going to help make you better. Even though Pittsburgh probably should have said, wait, they want to trade for the virus? Give it to them.
Right, but they were like, we don't want to do that.
So you guys don't think there's any ill will that Brady has against Belichick for the last couple of years?
I don't know about prior to the whole Alex Guerrero thing, that whole situation during that time. Did they probably butt heads a little bit? Yeah. But as far as last year, I don't think there was any ill will.
Well, I put some blame.
I love him.
I put some blame. I think Brady does too, and I would if I was Brady. The Gronk thing could have been handled a lot better. Whether he's back or not, that's one of Brady's best friends on the team. He committed to TB12. He got better because of the TB12 stuff. He was this great poster boy for it, and Bill calls him up and says, are you back or not? And Gronk said, well, if you're going to push me on, I'm just going to retire. There was no back and forth there.
Though,
Brady, it's like, this is my guy, and you guys can't make
it
work out.
What do you want to do, though? Gronk didn't want to play.
I think he would have played if he got paid more money, don't you? We agreed on this.
He got so banged up.
They lowballed him left and right.
He got banged up.
They didn't take care of Brady's guy.
So you think last year the reason why he didn't play because was the money?
Oh, I think if he was paid more money and was treated better by the organization, I think he'd still be
playing football. So wait a second. Is it more money or just treated better?
Can I say all the above?
Hi.
No.
It was because, remember, they treated him poorly because he was unhappy because they wouldn't let him work out the way he wanted.
If he was paid more money and they still treated him as is, is he still here?
I do believe so, yeah.
Okay,
Chris Gronkowski on, and Chris was talking about his brother wanted to be paid like one of the elite tight ends.
So then that's what it is. It's the money.
And he was mad that he didn't invest. If Gronk was paid, I think he would have stayed.
So then why didn't he go to Tennessee, but why didn't he go to Detroit where he probably could have went there if they, you know.
It's
if,
a fair question. They called his bluff there. Yeah, that's,
if they
you're
said,
right,
hey, we're
right,
going to
he knew
right.
they were going to be non-competitive, and he would rather stay competitive at a decent salary with Tom Brady. Said he only wanted to catch passes from one quarterback
as opposed
to get out
there.
So then
it's not about the money then?
I don't think it's about the money as much. But look, we're looking at Gronk retiring last year and Brady considering walking away this year, or so we think, because they're not being paid what they think they deserve, the respect money.
I don't think it has anything to do with the money, because Gronk had the opportunity to accept the trade.
And be irrelevant in Detroit.
Go to Detroit and probably say, hey, listen, I want a new deal. Let's rip this up and get me a new one and make more money.
I got to go play for Matt Patricia. That guy sucks.
Well, he's under contract with the Patriots. He can't even go play where he wants right now.
Who, Gronk?
Right? No, Gronk can't go anywhere. No, right? He can't go sign with Miami if he wanted to. He's still under contract. Yeah. So.
Somebody would probably have to say, like, I'll give you a second. Give me Gronk. And the Patriots would consider
But it seems like Gronk just didn't want to play no more, just because he did not want to play physically. He felt like he didn't have it. I mean, that's what it seems like.
Yeah, I mean, he said that a long time. He said talked about his body and how he felt.
Football.
Brady. He wanted money for a while. They didn't pay him.
Wiggy says Brady 100% stays. Mutt says Brady 100% goes. Is there any percentage chance at all that Gronk comes back for 2020?
I was at a high yes, but now
I'm starting to be like, nah, it don't look
what
like
are the streets saying about Gronk?
Belichick streets are like, man, Gronk is just, he's doing his Doug Thizzle.
Yeah, that's what I heard in
the
streets.
But Belichick's at Gronk Beach. Now, their relationship is so bad. What is Coach doing at Gronk Beach then? What is Belichick doing at Gronk Beach if they don't like each other and there's a great
disconnect? Bill's idea to go to that?
Or was that Linda? Was that Linda's idea?
Yes, I do. Because Linda's close with Camille. Camille was there. Follow the Instagram.
Here's what I would say about the relationship between.
He got too much time.
Just like a lot of husbands, he got dragged to something.
Here's what I would say.
And then probably drunk.
Here's what I would say about the relationship between Gronkowski and Belichick. Gronk respects Bill as a coach. He likes Bill, but he doesn't like Bill's coaching style.
Ooh.
So there's a difference there, right? I can play for this guy, but I'm not a huge fan of his coaching style, right? There are a lot of players that respect and like Bill, but weren't huge fans of the style of coach he was.
Mike Pennell, who went to the Chiefs and ultimately won a Super Bowl, and it was a high-priced defensive lineman they took from the Jets and was ultimately cut last preseason, said the exact same thing in Super Bowl week.
Yeah, and that's what it was with Gronk. Gronk was like, all right, I could probably come back and play another year or two, but Bill's style, it's a grind for me. You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, I can confirm that.
And that's probably why Gronk was like, yeah, you know what? I'm good.
I think it's also a grind for Brady. I think it's pretty clear Brady wants to be treated a little bit differently now at the stage of his career.
I don't think it affects him as much as it does Gronkowski.
What
did Gronk?
Tampa Bay.
You've been pushing this. It's not the craziest idea.
Backing off your 100%. You're not backing off your 100%. My 30 to 40 is Tampa Bay.
If my 100%, by the way, includes like every team. It's just I know he's not going to be back here. Tomorrow will be Tampa. The next day it'll be Miami. But right now it's Las Vegas.
If he wants to have the most success, he goes to Tampa Bay. All that's right. The best spot.
We see guys lined up at 617-779-7937. 30 days out from Brady Watch. Where are you? And so far, I'd say the worst idea for replacing Tom Brady was posed today by Peter King. Who called him a moron earlier? Wiggy did. Wiggy was right. The moron Peter King. The terrible, terrible choice to replace Tom Brady. Get to that after a trending with Ken Laird.
Mudded Night. Weeknight 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Great show that Mudded Night.
Except not tonight.
It is pathetic.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's LYST, or download the List app on the App Store today.
You and the Oddballs have wormed your way into features on the, like, trending now. The Oddballs with Fitzy.
Well, they don't. Ken, I don't. There's no promos for my show.
Get out of here.
That's my promotional budget.
Skate Pod has been plugged. Sunday Skate with.
Well, I have to plug it myself. Yeah.
Pete Blackburn.
You weren't even there yesterday. The ghost you skipped of Matt out of the Sunday Skate. She had Wiggy fill in. Wiggy knows how the skate streets.
They know.
You can talk pucks.
Trending now is brought to you by Subaru of New England, Washington's birthday salesman. It lasts all month long. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. By the way, Dale and Keefe are working today.
Nice.
And they've got Mike Giardi 11:30. I'm curious to hear what Giardi says. He's been declining to come on with us.
I wonder if Dale and Giardi are going to go back and forth about the house in Connecticut.
He doesn't want to get involved in the Tom E. Kern. Is it Mike E. Giardi at this point? Just curious.
I think it is.
He did have that juicy little nugget over the weekend where... You know, Pro Football Focus said Brady still grades out on top, but there's a lot of concern around the league
injuries.
Because the second half of the last 2 years, injuries have piled up for Brady. Exactly.
Well, the Bruins stayed hot over the weekend. They won the game against Detroit at home and then swept it with a 3-1 win over the Rangers yesterday at Madison Square Garden. Two goals to get them out to a 2-0 lead, McAvoy and Coyle. Here was Marchand ripping Ryan Lindgren, who he got in a little scuffle with, cross-checked him in the back, and then just torched him afterwards.
I didn't even know he was here. You know, he's not going to be a player that is going to have a very long career, so I'm not overly concerned about him.
Wow. Ouch. How about that?
Shots fired.
That's shots fired.
That's
right?
Good for the sport right there, right, Ken? Hockey guys.
That's like a Tommy Curran to Danielle, like, you are?
Former Bruins prospect Ryan Lindgren. Anyway, Bruins on a West Coast Canada swing. Edmonton, Calgary, and Vancouver coming up. Bruins have the most points in the NHL. Tampa, though, made a big trade. They got Blake Coleman for a first-rounder and a pretty good prospect. NBA All-Star Game. Kawhi Leonard was your Kobe Bryant MVP. I can't believe Wiggy didn't watch this. This is incredible.
Told you.
Mr. NBA.
It ended at midnight, for God's sake.
Wiggy's a late-night guy.
88 was the last one. Kenny Skywalker.
Was a two-point win for Team LeBron. Kemba Walker, 23 in the losing effort. Tatum had 6. Rob Manfred speaking over the weekend.
Last dunk contest I seen. Remember him? He won for the Knicks.
Oh, Aaron, remember Kenny Spud Webb won?
Wiggs, go to YouTube after the show today and watch Aaron Gordon's show that he put on Saturday night.
No, I didn't watch a second of that.
Who dunked over Taco?
Aaron Gordon dunked over Taco, and Taco wore striped pants.
Do you like Reggie Miller?
Yeah, I don't mind Reggie.
Oh, he would not shut up last night. Oh, my God. He sounds like a fan. Be quiet, Reggie, please. Pipe down.
I like Charles and Shaq.
Me too.
Well, Red Sox owners will talk today, Mud, as you've been saying throughout the morning.
11 a.m., baby.
Mm-hmm. That'll be big. Rob Manfred, though, says that baseball's investigation into the Sox will not be completed for another couple of weeks. Here's the quote. People have had to be re-interviewed as a result of things, end quote.
What does that mean, you think?
I guess they're being thorough, or they want it to appear they're being thorough.
Result of what things?
Good question.
Good answer. You're the baseball guy.
They need more whistleblowers.
Nick, he's on it today. The coronavirus got
to
his brain.
Could be a million things.
Well, what is it? What are you thinking? Is you have a conspiracy theory about everything?
I think they're going to sweep it under the rug. They're going to come out and say nothing happened, but they're now making it look good. They wanted to drag it out for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
nothing happened.
I would argue the other things is the Houston thing blew up in their face, and they want to make sure they get this cover-up right so it doesn't happen again with the Red Sox.
Well, they got to make sure that they know that they got more snitches out there talking or nobody's talking. And so now they'll go, we looked at everything with the Red Sox because at the end of the day, that's why the Astros, we know about the Astros because they had a snitch.
And if they find nothing, Wiggy, Cora's the manager again next year. Unbelievably, no, he's going to change the manager.
No, yeah. You heard Bloom last week.
Yeah, I believe him. Yes, I believe him.
You well, that's right. They'll bring Cora back
in a second. The ownership.
But doesn't that look
they
bad,
love
though?
They love
I'm doubting you.
Yes, I
but, yeah. Mutt, doesn't that look bad, God, though?
That was awful.
But the, Mutt,
thank you.
Sorry, listen.
Welcome to my world, Mutt.
Mutt, doesn't that look bad,
yourself,
though?
Yes, I agree. It's going
to
look terrible.
Why bring him back if you just didn't wait to hold on to him until after everything was done? Why pull the plug so
early? My people continue to tell me that Alex Cora was adamant that he could not manage a team this year. That, yes, it looks like he got fired, but Cora was just as... okay with the move as the Red Sox.
So let me take
were.
The air off, let all this stuff come out.
You know how it is when the streets have heat, you step away for a little bit. Okay, you go to your hideout. Okay.
So we're talking again about optics and press just chasing him out of town because there was too much smoke?
No, because he didn't want that to be the distraction.
But if it comes out they did nothing wrong, which none of us are going to believe, a year from now they can say, Ron Renicke, your interim bench coach, you're back to bench coach or whatever.
And now he's vindicated.
Does he get a year? And we need to know, is he going to get a year or two at this point? Does he get two?
Good question.
If there's nothing with the Red Sox, he only gets 1 year.
You get the AJ Hinch treatment, yes.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, we actually made it past the trending music.
Yeah, that's what's trending now.
We're back with the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
I do. Mike. I do, Steve.
I'm not. Mike. Mike.
I do.
Really?
I think the comfort level, and not it's not just a number. What if they do it over 2 years, Steve? Let's say, or 3 years. You know, just to say, we don't want to have this discussion again next year.
So Oakland is going to offer him $30 million a year. A year.
Yeah, let's say 2 years.
And the Patriots offer him 20, and you think he's back here in New England.
I do. You think I'm pretty naive, don't you?
I, you know, I love you to death.
Sunshine, but, sunshine. It's always sunshine here.
Mike Reese with Steve Burton on Sports Final. It is the Greg Hill Show. Wiggy, Fitzy, and Mutt in for the crew. 617-779-7937. $20 million would be laughable to offer Tom Brady. So we all agree. We disagree with Mike Reese on that. It's at least what he made last year. It's probably more than that because as a free agent, there'll be more money out
a
there.
Pay cut.
Yes, you know Brady who thinks that cut. They're going to only offer him like $17, $18 million, who always talks about it, is Ordway. Ordway's constantly talking about in order for Brady to come back, he's got to take like $17, $18
because he's factoring in the $13 million of the dead cap money onto the offer.
Right, but factor it in with like $24, $25, $26 million. Because even $27, that would still put you at somewhere around $33 million, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, 27 would put you up at $40 million if you don't get the deal done before the date.
But I'm saying you get the deal done before
the
date.
You think there's something they can offer Brady to even not get to free agency? Because I think he's that's one of the reasons why I think he's gone. Getting to free agency.
I don't think he's getting a free agency.
Well, then I can see why you think he's coming back then. Because I think no matter what, he's taking visits. He's going to look around. Teddy Bruschi has said it. Other people on Brady have said it. He is going to test the waters.
If he gets the free agency, then the organization is stupid.
Well, I think they're... They might not be stupid, but they might not be able to offer him anything that he wants. Well, want to see what's out there.
Well, you would then see, even if he goes out there, you would then see, okay, if they're still going to, or maybe not stupid, but they would be saying, all right, we're going to eat this $13 million in the first year.
Yeah.
So his cap number is going to be at 40.
It's a big number. Well, he also said, Glenn also thinks that Brady's not going to have the offers out there. Like, Glenn thinks that Brady's going to find the streets of free agency to be a tough spot for him.
Really? We already know the Raiders are going to offer him $60
According to
million.
Larry Fitz Sr., that's what he's saying. The streets are talking to him.
Come on. We could probably name Chargers, Las Vegas, Tampa, maybe Indianapolis. How does he not represent an upgrade over Jacoby Brissett?
I don't know if Tampa necessarily offers him that type of money.
Over Jameis? Or does Tampa think, okay, we can get... there's still an arm left on Phillip Rivers. We can get him probably a lot cheaper. He's in state. He can probably take the same review limo that he used to take between San Diego and Los Angeles.
We can just keep Jameson for less and just
30 picks, Wigs. That's all they got to do.
He had LASIK surgery. He's fine now.
That's it.
Yeah.
No. But they won 7 games. They say all we got to do is shave about 6 or 7 picks off of that.
And you can win 2 more. And 9-7 is not going to get it done in a division with the Saints.
Well, but you'll be a wild card team.
All right, we're going to get to the phone calls here in a second. I want to give you a chance to win right now because you listen every day to this show. Listen to WEEI at 8:30, 12:30, and 4:30 this week for your chance to win a trip to Aruba. Go to WEEI.com/Aruba. Enter the code word FAN right now for your chance to win an all-inclusive 5-night, 6-day trip for two to Aruba. Going to stay at DV Village Golf and Resort, Beach Resort, with the links at DV Aruba, it's a tough word for me to say. Matriculously? Is it matriculously? Am I saying that right?
Meticulously.
Patio?
Meticulously.
Landscape 9-hole ocean view golf course that offers play over the water and beautifully landscaped lagoons. Who doesn't love that?
Meticulous landscaping.
So enter the code word now, FAN, at WEEI.com/Aruba for your chance to win a getaway to Aruba, one happy island. Your next chances to win are later on today, 12:30 with Dale and Keith, 4:30 with OMF. Brought to you by DV Village Golf and Resort and WEEI's Sports Radio Network.
Nothing better than the meticulous landscape.
Meticulously.
At a home or a resort when you go, man, your landscaping is...
This is meticulous.
Yes. That
I've never,
is
I've
nice.
Never used that word in my entire
grass
life.
You've never,
so
you've never used the word meticulously?
No, too many syllables.
Oh,
really?
Just say
it looks nice.
All you got to do is say it looks nice.
Yeah, it looks nice. Like, hey, nice. Your lawn looks sweet.
Sweet lawn, bro.
I got my...
That's a Curtis word.
I got my dictionary word that came in today.
meticulously.
All right, just say in a very beautiful landscaping.
Paulie's in denim on the Tennessee Titans at 617-779-7937.
Danielle's the grandma hot over there.
You should have a word of the day subscription where you can get the Wiggy word of the day texted to you every morning.
I would subscribe to that.
More people talk like me than they do Danielle.
No doubt. Paulie, what's going on, man?
That's exactly what I am. I'm a meticulous landscape artisan.
Oh, an artisan. Oh, I like
exactly
that. Paulie, are you lawn to table?
Landscape maintenance. Landscape maintenance.
Paulie definitely talks more like me.
Landscape maintenance. Your yard looks like a shrine by the time I leave. Anyway, Wiggy, you said something yesterday. I got to get to Kettleland and incorporate this on the talk of Brady Tennessee talk. But Wiggy, you said something yesterday that I've been thinking for several days. Great minds think alike.
There you go.
$50 million guaranteed for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yes, that's it, Wiggy. That's exactly what I've been thinking. Driving down the road, listening to the radio yesterday. That's what he should be getting. $50 million a year. Give him a little bump. Guarantee it. That helps because everybody else, other people are going to be off the big, big money. It's going to be 30 years. So that kind of made that the 25 that with the 6.75 that brings it up around 30. You know, including the other with the cap hit.
Yep.
And I think he would understand that. All right. So you got to stop. You got to ignore. Don't buy it on the play fakes to the south and west. None of that stuff's happening. But sometimes you say the cue. You just can't get your mind out of game, and it's Las Vegas.
I mean, really,
I love your brother.
I love you too.
Don't buy any of that. The three teams is...
Okay, I got to... Paulie, I love you. Your phone's terrible right now. It's cutting in and out. He waited for a long time. Paulie wants to go back. That's fine. But I can't hear what he's saying. So there's three teams he wants to mention. I guess Tennessee's maybe one... I disagree.
He said ignore the South and the West.
Okay, well,
so if he's going to say there's three teams to pay attention to, Tennessee, New England, and what?
The Giants, they're still in the mix. I know Zolak suggested NYG last week. I think Tennessee's definitely in play because they got the Vrabel connection, and he could probably see himself as the quarterback who puts them back in contention, right? He shows up. They re-signed Derrick Henry. He's got some young receivers there as a young tight end.
But attention, if they don't have Tannehill, they win it last year.
The 49ers don't have Garoppolo, they win it last year.
Well, in a lot of ways, still, too, like they probably could see, like, look, we got Tannehill for a song. We got the most out of him. Mm-hmm. Let him go on, bring in Tom Brady, and develop someone behind
him.
Yeah,
but if you're Brady, you just said you got to trust in the organization. Derrick Henry has already said the floor is Ezekiel Elliott as far as contract. So
he wants Zeke money?
He said that's the floor.
So, they got a lot of cap space, right? $50 million?
But you're going to pay him starting at the floor for what Zeke Elliott, I think Zeke got like 50
or 60. Also franchise Zeke, tagging,
got
right?
Zeke got six for
but
90.
But if you franchise him, guess what he's going to do? He's not showing up. So you are not going to have Derrick
Henry.
Well,
listen, with 90 something plus million to play with down in Tampa Bay, you can bring,
they, so
give me Derrick Henry. Give
so
me Derrick
are they
going
to pay
trade
Derrick
for Le'Veon Henry. Bell in Tampa?
Are they going to pay Derrick Henry? So if you're Brady, you got to make sure that they're going to pay Derrick Henry. Hey, are you going to pay him the money that he wants? Because I'm not signing here if you're not.
That'd be a big part of it, yeah. I suspect that they will, if these teams that want Brady to go there are going to let him have a say offensively, that's what I think. And so okay, here's what we're going to do. We're not going to pay Tannehill, so we have some money. We can pay Derrick Henry and pay you for a couple years, Tom. Look how close we were a year ago with a game manager in Tannehill couldn't do anything in the postseason.
But we're
a Super Bowl
lead.
Team with you here.
Yeah.
But are you paying?
That's a nice pitch.
Are you paying Derrick Henry?
Yeah, if you're getting Brady for 2 years, then you're probably re-upping on Derrick Henry. I wouldn't break the bank for Henry. For the record, I think that running backs are pretty much interchangeable in this league, and there's a couple guys every year that you go, "Wow, that guy's great," and it's not a guarantee he's good again the next year. 2 years ago, it was. You know, Melvin Gordon's the new great guy. Now he's losing snaps to Austin Eckler. I mean, every year we sort of go through this with guys. I don't think Derrick Henry's worth the money, but given Tennessee's offense, they'll probably pay him.
So Ezekiel Elliott got 6 years, $90 million, right?
They paid him before Dak.
Right.
Why?
So he got 6 years, $90 million.
Why pay a running back before a quarterback?
And he got about $28 million guaranteed, right?
That's a nice paper.
And then another seven on top of that. So you're talking about, what's that, $35 million. Derrick Henry has already said on national TV, that the floor for him, where they're starting, is at that Zeke Elliott money.
Yeah, good. I would say good luck. I don't think that money's out there.
So
do you?
well, then he's not going back to Tennessee.
Well, but who's going to pay him that kind of money? Yeah, a team that thinks they're a running back away that's going to go 6-10
somebody,
next year.
There'll be somebody who does it.
I always think with a quarterback, there'll be the money. With running back, I think these teams know, you know, look at the Super Bowl. The two running backs in the Super Bowl were undrafted free agents.
And Tennessee has a great offensive line.
Does Brady go to Tennessee without Derrick Henry?
No, he'd probably want some sort of assurances he's going to be. That's a big part of it, yes. I would say if he's going there or going to any team, he's going to want to know the offense. To go back to what Peter King said, he's going to want to know the offensive talent around him, whether it's the Patriots, Tennessee, Las Vegas, whatever. It's important to him to be around a certain type of offense, and you're right, I want to know what's going to happen there.
That's why I said Tampa Bay is the – if you really want to go to an offense and you can go, okay, I can fit right into this offense, it's – and – They have the best talent, unless you're – and I would say Tampa Bay, besides Minnesota, is the best fit. I would go Tampa Bay first, the Chargers second.
Where are the Raiders on this?
The Raiders are way down.
Really?
Yes.
They already had the running back. They have the tight end. They need a couple wide receivers. It'd be great.
They got Josh Jacobs. The tight end, Daniel Waller, had a very good year last year, but he's been in the league for like 4 years. He dealt with a lot of substance problems. And so can he consistently do this moving forward?
Yeah, Renfro. Renfro had a good year, first-year rookie wide receiver.
Yeah, so Renfro is a low-budget version of Julian Edelman.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he's a younger model.
Yes, he's trading in for a younger, possibly less talented model, though I don't know what Edelman has
but
left
how's that
in
offense?
The tank at this
and
point.
How's that offense?
Meh, compared to what he could. The ceiling is the highest, I believe, in Tampa because of the fact that you have all that money. You can build a line, fortify the defense. You've got draft picks. You pay Brady. The receivers are already in place. You got a tight end whose potential has yet to even possibly be taken advantage of, and a decent backup tight end as well. Mm-hmm. And then you probably still have the money to go out and get a Melvin Gordon, who would probably look a hell of a lot better with Tom Brady and those receivers than he did last year playing behind Eckler with Phillip Rivers backpedaling 3 interceptions every game.
When you look at the Raiders, because you said Raiders, right,
yeah,
Mike?
Yeah.
When you look at them right now, the way that they're built and the way that the Patriots are built, wouldn't you say their offense is a pretty much.
I think Oakland has a better offense right now. They have better skill position guys. They
you believe it.
And New England?
Jacobs is better than any running back the Patriots have. I'm willing to say that after a year.
Okay.
Rex Burkhead would like to
I guess
to
you could argue his ex-teammate,
okay,
Damien Harris, who never got to play
so
now.
Let's say that, yeah.
They have a better tight end. And okay. At wide
but you have a better wide receiver.
Is Edelman better than Renfro right now? At this point in his career, he's going to be 33, 34 years old.
Given the injuries,
I think it's closer than you do.
No,
and Tyrell Williams, the next guy up, is better than anyone else in the Patriots.
Edelman had, what, over 100 catches and 1,000
yards? Okay, so I'll give you Edelman, the next receiver. Is it you think N'Keal Harry's better than Tyrell Williams?
But the offenses are comparable.
No. I would agree.
Yeah. You're going from an offense to an offense, right? You're not going like Tampa Bay. You're going... Okay, you could say personnel-wise, Tampa Bay, wow, they got some talent, right? You could agree with that. With the Raiders, if Brady's sitting there and he's looking at it, he's going, how much better is this offense than what I already have?
Well, they've got some work to do.
But they're also going to make moves like the Patriots are going to, right? They know they need wide receiver help. They had an excellent offensive line last year.
So who's the wide receiver you get?
A.J. Green. The really? Raiders bring in A.J. Green.
Wait, you said got big guys because Tyrell Williams.
You asked for a name. So, I gave you a name.
But do you think Brady is like, ooh, A.J. Green makes him feel good? A.J. Green's been dealing with injuries, not been himself. A.J. Green is not that type of player.
He was explosive when healthy in Cincinnati.
A.J. Green
one of the best receivers in football when healthy, correct?
But that's been a long
time. It's been 2 years. 18 and 19. He didn't play at all in 19 and didn't play
at all. That's been a long time. So you're basically, he's like the Dez Bryant now.
No, does not have the baggage of Dez Bryant.
No. I'm talking about the health factor.
Yeah, his ankles have been an issue. But, I mean, you asked for a name, and I'm giving you a free agent name that's out there.
But that's not a name that Brady's going to go, okay, ooh, that makes me want to say I want to go there.
So who's the name on the Patriots?
It's neither one of those two guys. That's my point.
I mean, you're making the argument for me. Both teams are very similar, and Gruden is willing to do what Belichick won't, open up the offense for him.
What do you mean open up the offense?
Emmanuel Sanders,
right?
Yeah, he's a target.
Emmanuel Sanders is the guy, right? Let's say Emmanuel Sanders. Okay. If the Raiders said, we'll bring you Emmanuel Sanders, and the Patriots said, we'll bring you Emmanuel Sanders, where do you think Brady would go?
I don't think he leaves just for Emmanuel Sanders. I mean, the guy will make a difference. He'll help.
Right.
Stays for Emmanuel Sanders?
What I'm saying is, if Raiders are saying we're getting you Emmanuel Sanders, or the Patriots are saying we'll get, call it Odell Beckham Jr. If the Raiders Odell Beckham, and the Patriots go, we'll get you Odell Beckham. Where you think he
the
goes?
The Raiders probably could afford him as well.
Odell Beckham. I would say that would be
why is the new guy who's an offensive coordinator, who's an offensive mind, why is he going to say, you know what, I'm not going to bother trying to figure out.
It's a long shot.
What I can do with one of the best receivers.
We're playing fantasy football.
Because I think the Raiders and the Patriots offensively
are
very similar. Okay. So if Brady has to choose between one, he's going to stay with New England. He's getting the same guys that he would get at the Raiders.
All right, Tom, here's the game plan, Tom. We're going to get Sanders. We're going to pick up Tyler Eifert. We're going to draft a young tight end who can learn from Eifert, and we're going to bring back Dola. Is that enough for you? You think we can actually compete in the AFC if I give you that? What does Brady think?
I think he says yeah.
It's probably close.
If the Raiders say the same thing to him, I think he's going, you know what?
I'll stay home.
I'm going to stay home.
Yes.
Now, if the Raiders go, hey, we'll get you Odell, and the Patriots say, we're going to get you Emmanuel Sanders.
Brady to Beckham in Vegas?
Well, it's not going to be Antonio Brown in Vegas. That's not going to happen.
No, but I'm just saying, when you look at his best bet is Tampa Bay. If he looks, and he, like you said, Fitzy,
And what if Bruce Arians is like, ready for this, Tom? I'm going to re-sign Perriman. I got you Mike Evans, Godwin.
Yep.
How about AB?
Yeah.
Eight-game suspension he gets from Goodell, he'd be ready week 9.
Whatever.
You mentioned the Chargers earlier. They're still they're probably offensively ahead of where the Raiders are. Austin Eckler,
yep.
If they franchise tag Hunter Henry. So I would include them in the mix as well.
Yeah, I would
as
agree
a team
with
that
you
offensively might present an upgrade over the Patriots. We'll pick this up with your phone calls next. 617-779-7937 is Wiggy, Fitzy, and Mutt in for the Greg Hill Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Mario Empebra. Am I saying that right, Ken Laird? I hope I am. Michael Empeba. Nora Pernassi. I think I'm saying that right, from the Boston Globe. How to say that again, Patio?
I mean, here was Eric Splester. I mean, Olivia.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Cupola. Giancarlo. Giancarlo Stanton. Giancarlo? Giancarlo? Giancarlo. I picture... okay. Weeks... Expedited? Is that the word? Gratterol? Gratterol. G-R-A-T-E-R-O-L. Brewster. Brewster? Brewster Gratterol. And nobody knew. I'll take all those in stride. Whatever. It's Greg Hill Show. Greg and Danielle and Curtis all off today. You can play those all day. That last one's unfair. Like, no one knew how to say his name.
We all knew.
No, you had no
effing clue. I was live tweeting you. I was helping you out that night.
No one knew. You sent me the YouTube clip after the fact. The news broke. I had to say his name. It's Gratterol. I know it now.
Gratterol.
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 Yes, he should be a Red Sox,
well,
but he's a Dodger.
Because people say their names differently.
It's so stupid. You didn't know. Ken had no clue. He's sitting home.
Watch
nobody
last
knew.
Year.
Please.
How bad is it going to look, by the way?
Oh,
this Verdugo kid comes in, forget about the character concerns, bad back, he's got the Romo back, the Stafford back, comes in, can only play half the season. Meanwhile, Brewster Gratterol goes out there to Los Angeles and absolutely just throws flames, becomes either a third starter or their closer.
Yeah, what did only say Buster said on the station?
I think he's toast at this point.
My name is Brewster Gratterol. Brewster Gratterol.
Well, if you actually pronounce it the way it's spelled, yeah, it's Brewster is it Gratterol?
Gratterol.
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 Grat.
Grat, like G-R-A-T.
Gratterol.
Let's you say it, then we'll hear him say it.
Gratterol.
Let's hear it. How does Brewster say it? How does he pronounce it?
Gratterol.
Well, he's got an accent.
Gratterol.
He does roll the L there at the end. He's like Joe Castiglia of those
names. He's got an accent, too, so he makes a difference. So with his accent, he says things differently.
Yeah, he's got a different punch to it than we do.
Managuayabo.
meanwhile, back to your phone calls. Oh, Paulie, get to your Titans point, Paulie. Go ahead.
Thank you, man. I love you. Sure, thanks for having me back. I'm sorry about my LG flip phone. That's about 15 years old.
You sound much better now, man.
Yeah, right. You sound clear as day.
Anyways, thank you, man. But, three teams left. That's it. Ken, where have you gone? You were the first person to come up with the Giants. I threw you a text that poo-pooed you right away. But after a few days of thinking, it all came clear to me. That's the team that's lying in the weeds. The three team, but he wants to come back here. His second choice will be New York. And I came to you guys with the short version almost 2 weeks ago on this show. That was the Giants. Tennessee's the third team. Tennessee's basically being used, though, as leverage. You need a team for leverage. You did the closest team nearby with the closest contacts, Vrabel, a lot of Patriots players and coaches and then management in the organization. He's got, that's the threat right there. You know, he uses that for leverage to get the Patriots and the Giants to battle for him, let's say. Now, if he goes to the Giants, it's just a great transition. There's no problem with the kids. It's a seamless transition for the family, for starts. And you sign Tune, he's got his left tackle down there already, so he'll start playing better all of a sudden, you'll see. And Gronkowski will be on the train with him down there with Amendola and AB. Ooh. That's just for starters. And you'll find half the team on the Acela down in New York. I'm telling you, that's what's going on.
Yeah, I just don't, Paul, and you're not the only one who said that. I know Zolak has said the Giants, and thanks for calling back in. Like, I just don't see how you bench Daniel Jones for 2 years in the middle of his rookie contract and then bring him back in year four and say, okay, we have two more years of you, then we got to redo your deal anyway. It seems like a weird move with a rookie going into the second year of
Gronk,
a 5 year deal.
Because Gronk's on the contract. Yeah, could you get AB? Maybe.
So Gronk is
Joe Judge want to bring in AB? Joe Judge saw the AB thing up close here.
And they're going to take, a third-round pick so Gronk can go have a year of playing Bavaro-like football down there, making Belichick all jealous up in New England.
No, I don't think
he'd do sitting on Daniel Jones. Hey, good start, goodish start, little too turnover heavy. Sit down for the next 2 years. That makes no sense at all.
If he were...
Yeah, Giants is not a place.
Is there a chance they trade Daniel Jones and say, we'll make Brady our quarterback. We'll reset the entire position. Brady's our guy. We'll draft another guy this year, and then that guy will be the
guy.
But
do you think the Giants...
It seems very unlikely. I'm just trying to pick out how this works.
Do you think the Giants... See, like, Dallas, you could say that because Jerry Jones, it seems like, would do anything to win a championship, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The Giants, do they feel like that organization that would say, you know what, we're going to basically crush our organization for 1 year... Because we don't know what's going to happen that second year, right?
Yeah.
So let's just say, but we got to sign Brady for 2 years. 1 year, maybe 2 years of can he guarantee we win a Super Bowl?
Brady?
Yeah.
No one's a guarantee, but he gives them a better shot than Dak Prescott does.
No, I'm talking about the Giants.
No, because their defense stinks. No. Their offensive line stinks. Their defense
right,
stinks.
Right, so do you want to do all that if you're the Giants rather than just say, you
I
know
don't
what,
think so. Let's
just kind of build where we're going. If you're the Cowboys, I understand it because Jerry Jones, he's willing to do anything.
That's what you mean, yes. I mean, they're closer, though. The Cowboys are closer to a championship than the Giants are.
Yeah. A lot. They had a couple of 50-50 games last year. Have you seen
a rebuilding team? Why would Brady go there?
Have you seen a team go 8-8 that had more talent than the Giants recently? Like, the Giants should have been an 11-win team last year. They pissed away all that talent and opportunity.
Their defense is terrible.
Dallas?
Oh, you said the Giants.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I meant Dallas.
Okay,
I don't think I've seen an 8-8 team squander more opportunities than Dallas did last year. They should have been 11-5 easily last year. The upgrade in coach, an upgrade from Garrett to Mike McCarthy, could mean that much of a difference.
It's just, if it weren't Jerry Jones, none of us would be thinking about out goes Dak Prescott, in comes Tom Brady.
Perfecto.
It's only because Jerry Jones is there. Because on its face, it makes no sense. I know he's asking for a lot of money right now, and $40 million is too much to spend on a quarterback, I guess. But he's so young. He's so talented. He's the guy you build around. You don't build around Brady at this stage of his career. But Jones is that crazy, as we guys both said, to get a championship that I guess we entertain it.
Collect
but even
talent.
Then,
collect talent. He's got the.
It
he's
seems
got
like
the
a
guy.
Long shot. I don't get the Giants or the Cowboys. They're not on my list. What are your top three, Ken? Tennessee and who?
I gotta say the Giants are in there.
How?
Probably the Chargers. By the way, real quick, Mookie Betts has just posted a tribute to Boston. A very tear-jerking 1 minute video audio montage tribute. We can play later if you'd like to.
I'd like to, yes, because Red Sox fans want their faces rubbed in it today. That they're gonna their owner's gonna speak in 2 hours and explain that they didn't trade Mookie Betts because of the CBT.
Mm-hmm. Mookie not had a why, peripheral no. involvement, right? With the
I
Red
believe
Sox for
that's
a few
the
years.
Phrase they're using.
That's the phrase they're going
peripheral
with.
Peripheral involvement. And very popular phrase yesterday.
In 2020, the Red Sox will have peripheral involvement in being eliminated by early August.
July, August.
Is that right, Ken?
Can I tell you, I think they're going to be competitive this year? Even
really?
All the crap that's gone around with this team?
I'm in
they're
with you.
They're wild card team this year.
Totally.
I'm in. Whoa,
offense
three out
loaded.
Of four of us actually think they're going to be in it this year.
They
I
have
like
no
that.
Pitching, though.
It was pitching, Matt.
Wiggs, they can hit. The last year,
they need Chris Sale and Eduardo Rodriguez to pitch.
Almost 100. I know, but the
J.D. Martinez.
Yep.
Xander Bogaerts.
Rafael Devers.
Maybe the best left-handed bat in baseball in Devers.
So it's three hitters.
What's the best 2-3-4 in the American
Betty
League? Not
have,
named the.
Betty Bicep's gonna have a bounce back year.
Verdugo's back's gonna be so good; he's gonna hit 20 home runs this year.
So you took
Michael Chavis back.
Chavis had 348 bats last year.
Isn't as good as last year.
It's not a huge drop off.
It's not a huge
drop
off.
It's not as good. It's not as good. But
you lost Mookie Betts.
Yeah, slight drop off.
But when you add the rotation in the outfield, Chavis will step up, and this Dahlbeck kid, who everyone is sky high.
Yeah, but we don't
on.
Know that though. We knew what Mookie Betts was.
Okay, the offense in 2018 here, it went up by about 15% last year. Ken, am I not? Did they score like close to 100 runs more last year?
The Red Sox last year from the year before.
They definitely outpaced the 2018 offense. Correct?
No.
Yes, they did.
Last year?
Yes.
I'll be checking.
They scored.
They hit better in 2019. Than
yeah, but we're not. We're talking about this year's offense.
I believe that
you're not going to be as good this year because you don't have a Mookie.
All right,
Betts.
Let's rub people's face. Let's hear Mookie. How long is the run? About a minute.
1 minute.
All right. Let's hear. I guess Mookie Betts posted this on social media minutes ago.
9 years. Man, you were great to me, Boston. The way you welcomed me in, like family. The bonds that will last a lifetime. And the banner that will hang forever. My family and I thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Over the years, I've realized we're all part of something bigger than one person or one city. Though the jersey will change, the mindset will not. From one title town to another. Los Angeles. It's showtime.
Wow. Nicely done. It's more energy than he had his entire career here with
Thank
the show
you.
Media.
Showtime.
Verdugo's Where got one that? Coming out today.
Does he?
Yep.
Hello.
What is it?
I am. We'll have peripheral involvement in your outfield and your 2020 season. Also, I have,
I'm able to see things out of the side of my eye.
My back is broken. I have side vision.
I'm wearing 99.
I have sleeve tattoos, and I'm wearing 99. Hello, Boston.
Red Sox are up 25 runs from the year before, but they led the league in 2018 in runs scored.
Okay, and they're up 25 last year. Okay.
And they're going to take a dip this year. Lower than last year in the and 2018.
I don't know, man. I think this kid. I think I legitimately think.
But you're basing
some Devers improvements. They'll be pretty close.
But you're basing it.
I think
off
Devers.
Of,
I think Bogarts can repeat what he did. I think Devers can actually improve upon it. Chavis is going to hit more. 342 at bats last year.
But aren't you basing
dingers?
This off of projections that haven't happened?
Well, yeah, that's what projections are.
Right, but you're. But what I'm saying is you're basing it off of no track record.
No, I mean, there is a
Devers?
Track record.
Devers
no,
was
no,
awesome.
Devers
was
Chavis. I'm talking about the other guys. Chavis, Benny Biceps.
Chavis hit last year. Benintendi's hit before.
Chavis was the best hitter for about a two-month stretch in the first half of the season when everyone had World Series hangover.
Well, you lost your best hitter, so I don't understand how your team gets better hitting.
I don't think they'll be better, but I think they can replicate what they did last year. And I think the Yankees are also going to score more runs. So will they lead the American League?
Will they be
maybe
the same
not.
As they were last year?
I think they'll score on par. Possibility for a slight dip. I don't think they'll improve upon it. But, yes, I think they can be the same offense. Will they lead the
doesn't
league?
Matter. Their offense will be fine. They're pitching, like Wiggy said. If Sale doesn't pitch and Rodriguez doesn't pitch, they are going to suck eggs.
And
that
that's
is a guarantee.
What's going to happen.
If Brandon Workman doesn't pitch lead in August, September, they have no closer. They might not have a fourth and fifth starter. You're right. We're debating out. The offense is going
the
to be fine.
Be, wait,
it's going to be fine. The pitching is going to suck if Sale and Rodriguez do not pace
one,
them.
Your number
that's
one,
the point.
Your number one starter, your ace pitcher.
Chris Sale.
No. Is Eero.
It's Chris Sale.
No.
No, it's Sale until his arm falls
off. I've got a Valdi, but good.
It should be Sale.
I can't believe you guys all doubt Martin Perez.
Can we all agree on that? It should be Sale, but Sale's going to miss a ton of games.
He's no longer a 200-inning pitcher.
Right. So
but at
gonna,
his best, he's still better
thank
than
God
Rodriguez.
Based on, 5-150. Thank God.
So
nice job, Dumbo.
If we're going the Fitzy route, based off of last year, your ace should be Erod.
But, Wiggs, here's one thing that we're...
No, I'm saying based off of last year.
Based off projections, except we can't say... Because
well, now
he
we
pitched,
can use projections?
No, we can use projections. Hold on. Don't make me
he's
Mark James.
Got him in
James's.
A corner.
Watch,
Wilder
I finish.
Fury. He's
finish.
Got him in the ropes.
Matt, finish. Matt, finish.
Let me finish. Let me
all
finish.
All I was going to say was...
Amy!
All I was going to say is, last year he was the number three starter. If you bump him up to the one, now you're going up against other number one starters, mm-hmm. which makes the potential for... You can still
right,
pitch as well, but the wins.
Year,
but the wins.
But based off his stats last year, he was your best pitcher.
Correct.
So, if I'm going into this season and I look at my stat sheet, mm-hmm. I go, okay, who should be the best pitcher? Well, looking at the stats, it's going to be this.
He does have a stat sheet, though.
I got a stat sheet right there.
Based I mean, they got to make that Greg Hill noise.
Yeah, based off my stat sheet, so everybody knows I'm holding paper in my hand. Erod had, 35 starts?
Yep.
And he
He's
was
a machine for them, yeah.
He was your best starter, your best pitcher. So he should be your best pitcher.
If you're going off projections in recent history, yes. We're just saying if Sale is healthy, he could return.
But was
to
he healthy last year?
No.
No, he actually
healthy?
Has been healthy
to be
since
healthy.
September
was he healthy
of 2018.
The year before?
Most of the year.
But was he healthy the whole year the year before?
Define healthy.
Before we get to the break here, because we're really getting into the minutiae of this. If you had one game to pitch and they said, Jermaine Wiggins, you're the manager, they're both healthy. You want Chris Sale or Rodriguez tonight?
I want David Price.
Okay, 617-779-7937, the phone number. Wiggy
and
Fitzy
actually
in the
your
house.
Best pitchy. You got rid of him.
When he wasn't yelling at Dennis Eckersley and embarrassing him about playing, he was pretty good. Meanwhile, I think good radio gets you to react. And Fitzy said something Friday that I immediately texted Ken and said, save this. That's one of the dumber things Fitzy's ever said.
Oh, the Milbury thing?
No, I'd say it's right on par with the Milbury.
Wow,
ooh, I
so
love it.
He should have made, so he'll make the dumbest of the day tomorrow.
Yeah, we don't do that. We call it the four pack of stupidity on my show.
Oh, I love
which
it.
They stole it on this show. No big deal.
That's all right.
But we'll come back.
I need this. I want this.
I was surprised you said it. I think you'll probably take it back. And I want to get Wiggy's take on because he's tied into it as well. Hour four, Greg Hill Show with Wiggy, Fitzy, and Mutt next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.